The best way to experiment with a new component framework is to create components, and a simple map component is often one of the first candidates that come to mind. In this article, I share a lightning map component built with a popular Leaflet open source library. This component also provides an example of loading external JavaScript libraries and CSS stylesheets using the LTNG require tag. Step 1, import Leaflet as a static resource. 1. Download the latest stable version of Leaflet here, 0.7.3 at the time of this writing. 2. In setup, go to build greater than develop greater than static resources, and click new. 3. Specify Leaflet, all lowercase, as the name, click the choose file button and select the Leaflet zip file you just downloaded. 4. Click save. Step 2, create the component. 1. In the developer console, click file greater than new greater than lightning component. Specify my map as the bundle name and click submit. 2. Implement the component as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 3. Click file greater than save to save the file. 4. Click controller, upper right corner of the code editor, and implement the controller as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 5. Click file greater than save to save the file. 6. Click style, upper right corner of the code editor, and implement the following style. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 7. Click file greater than save to save the file. Step 3. Deploy the component in the Salesforce One app. To add a tab for the Lightning component. 1. In setup, click create greater than tabs. 2. Click new in the Lightning component tab section. 3. Select see my map as the Lightning component. 4. Specify my map as the tab label and my underscore map as the tab name. 5. Click the magnifier icon and select Lightning as the tab icon. 6. Click Next and save. To add the tab to the Salesforce One app menu. 1. In setup, select administer greater than mobile administration greater than mobile navigation. 2. Select my map in the available list. 3. Click Add. 4. Select my map in the selected list, and click the Up button to move the tab up in the menu order. 5. Click Save. You can now test the component in the Salesforce One app on your device. Alternatively, you can preview the component in the Salesforce One app simulator. 1. In your browser, remove the part of the URL that comes immediately after salesforce.com. 2. Append /1/1.app to the URL immediately after salesforce.com and press Enter. This starts the Salesforce One application simulator. 3. Click the menu button in the upper left corner. 4. Select my map in the menu. 5. Preview the component.